This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert, and we are just one month past the 2022 election, which means we are deep into the 2024 election. We've already got so many fantastic candidates to choose from the old guy with a red tie to the old guy with a blue tie. But there's one slightly less old guy making a name for himself in the GOP. It's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, seen here with, let's say, his Miami caught in a vice. A new Wall Street Journal poll says that in a hypothetical GOP primary matchup, DeSantis beats the former president 52% to 38%. Yay? Also maybe boo? It's hard to know who to root for here. It's like a poll between gonorrhea and a slightly more racist gonorrhea. This is apologies to gonorrhea. This is all because, what with the insurrections and the Hitler dinners, only the most conservative voters are still backing the ex-president, while DeSantis is trouncing him with voters who consider themselves only somewhat conservative. Basically, the folks who don't support gay marriage but think Andy Cohen does a great job handling those housewives. So, to take full command of the GOP, all DeSantis has to do is reel in the coveted conservative demographic of angry conspiracy QAnon all-meat-diet-tan-your-testicle boys. And his opening offer to all of them is calling for a grand jury investigation of COVID vaccines. You stupid mother Pfizer. You want an investigation? Let me save you some time and money. In the U.S. alone, the COVID vaccines have saved more than 3 million lives and helped prevent 18.5 million hospitalizations. And if that's not enough, and because idiots in your party politicized the vaccine, almost twice as many Republicans died from COVID before the midterms than the Democrats. Y'all killed your own voters. It's the stupidest political strategy since the Whig slogan of 1840, tip a canoe and taunt a grizzly. Still, DeSantis is pushing ahead on this nonsense, but since a governor does not have the power to impanel a grand jury, he's trying to get help from the Florida Supreme Court. Florida Supreme Court, of course, made up of a gator on a jet ski, a leathery dude who gives bachelorette boat tours, and a can of Four Loko with a DUI. Well, that dude looks pretty good. Well, if DeSantis is going full conspiracy and attacking anyone who promoted this vaccine, I just hope he cracks down on whoever this guy is.
We know that there is no time to waste when it comes getting shots in arms.
They're safe, they're effective vaccines.
The messaging should be, get a vaccine because it's good for you to do it. It works.
The vaccines protect you. Get vaccinated and then live your life as if you're protected.
These vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality. And these vaccines make it so that your chance of survival is pretty doggone close to 100%.
Okay, that's evidence right there that it causes genetic side effects. Because this guy used to promote the vaccine, but once he got it, he turned into a huge dickbag. Speaking of dickbags, Twitter CEO Elon Musk Seen here cosplaying at Lobster Fest. Musk got some bad news this week because, according to both Forbes and Bloomberg, Elon Musk is no longer the world's richest person. Don't worry, Elon. You still have your sparkling wit and personality. Here's what happened, folks. Most of Musk's fortune comes from Tesla, but in the last year, Tesla stock has lost about 50% of its value, in part because Musk's Twitter politics are adding pressure on Tesla's brand image, and it doesn't help that the new Model X comes preloaded with Kanye's tweets. Liberals in particular out there are having a tough time with Tesla. Take a look at this graph of Tesla's favorability among Democrats. It's fine until October when he buys Twitter and whee! Usually for Tesla to plunge off a cliff like that, it has to be in self-driving mode. Not great. You can cover that, right? Oh, yeah, you got that? You got that, baby? Not a great business strategy to alienate your best customers. Liberals buy more electric cars. That'd be like if Hooters came out with a statement saying they'd serve anyone except divorced dads on their first Christmas without the kids. And who took Elon's place at the top? Well, the new world's richest man is French luxury fashion magnate and Keebler elf about to eat that other Keebler elf, Bernard Arnault, as in Elon. You are no longer the world's richest man.
Nice.
But as bad as things are for Tesla, they're worse for Twitter. In fact, to cut costs, Twitter has not paid rent for any of its global offices for weeks. That's not cost cutting. That's being a deadbeat. Look, we're facing economic headwinds, so when the waiter brings the check, haul ass! Musk, thank you. Thank you. Musk isn't just skipping out on the rent. Twitter has also refused to pay an almost $200,000 bill for private charter flights made the week of his takeover. Well, you gotta fly private. I mean, do you know how much commercial airlines charge to check your sink? But Musk has a plan to make money. He's gonna start charging for you to get verified. It's a service called Twitter Blue. And the whole future of the company is riding on it. So Monday, he introduced this amazing new logo. Okay, that's either the new logo or a close-up of a 1974 Chevy van. Remember, if this van's rockin', don't come a-knockin', because there's Nazis in there. Twitter's not the only social media app in trouble, because yesterday, U.S. lawmakers introduced a bill to ban TikTok. The push is being led by Florida Senator and baby-seeing a bright color, Marco Rubio. Rubio's bill would ban social media apps with at least 1 million users that are based in or under the substantial influence of foreign adversaries, including China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea, which also means Americans would no longer be able to use North Korea's premier social media site, LinkedIn. LinkedIn. Sure, why not? 2022. Now, 2022 is winding down, which means we get to burn some tape right now with a fun end-of-year roundup. You see, today we got the 10 oddest Guinness World Records of the year, and we've got some good odd ones, all of which, I promise, are real and from the Guinness Book. First up, there's a new world record for fastest time to find and alphabetize the letters in a can of alphabet soup. Jacob Chandler of Oregon, who alphabetized all the letters, won with only 2 minutes and 8.6 seconds. Big deal. I did it even faster with SpaghettiOs. Another big winner this year, at an event in October, Japan's same name association of Hirokazu Tanakas, founded by Hirokazu Tanaka, took the record for largest gathering of people with the same first and last name. That name? Harold Peterson. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Steve, these records are all great, but it seems like none of them have to do with balancing eggs on the back of your hand. Well, shut up, because we also have a new record holder for most eggs balanced on the back of the hand, and it's Ibrahim Sadiq of Iraq, who managed to balance 18 eggs. Let's see Sadiq in action. Come on. Amazing. It's amazing. It's a move they call guy at the grocery store who won't get a basket because he's only getting a few eggs. One record that was absolutely shattered in 2022, most drink cans placed on head using air suction, which went to Jamie Keaton of Wisconsin. Here he is. He also set the record for world's most uncle. All in, Keaton got 10 cans to stick to his head and face, which is a lot, but I have one quibble with Jamie. Why'd you keep the goatee? That is vital can stick in real estate. Forget a soul patch. You could have had a tin chin. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Emily Blunt takes the Colbert Questionnaire. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to superfans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods, too, by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world...
It's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Here, as you can all see, resplendent in her snow queenness, Emily Blunt, waving to her subjects. Emily, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
It's a ton of fun. I really am a big fan of you, and of course your husband. And we've had a chance to have a little social time outside of here. It's been too long with COVID and everything. But the thing is that I really feel like this is where you got to get to know somebody, okay?
Okay.
Because when there's an audience watching, that's when.
Real intimacy happens.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
That's exactly right. But the problem is that we just never have enough time to really get down to it. You know,
we're
crack
get
that
down
kernel.
To it.
So what we did here at The Late Show is we came up with this thing called the Colbert Questionnaire. And this is the people know. The people know. These are 15 questions that have been calibrated specifically to penetrate our psychic defenses and actually reveal that person to the world at large and to be known. It's scary, but it's such a relief.
Okay.
When you finally don't have to hide who you are anymore.
I'll feel much lighter.
Are you ready to take the Colbert questionnaire?
So ready.
Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
What is the best sandwich?
Cuban sandwich.
Cuban sandwich. Describe to the people what a Cuban sandwich is. It's pork.
Pork, ham, mayo, pickles, something spicy in it. And I like potato chips in it.
There you go. I like that yours contains both pork and ham.
It does.
Yep.
Because you've got the pork and then you've got the sliced ham.
Beautiful.
And cheese.
Yes.
Yeah?
And probably it's late at night when you have
it. Oh, so late.
What's the one thing that you own that you should really throw out?
Oh, God. I have a really terrible... old royal blue velvet jacket, and I don't wear it, but I wore it on John and I's first date, and I have not thrown it out.
Oh,
I know.
You shouldn't throw that out.
I know. Yeah. But it's such an awful jacket. It sits there, and I go, that is a terrible jacket.
Was it a terrible jacket then?
Well, it probably was, yeah, but I think I was blind to that.
Wow.
I was like,
and evidently
I was
he
like,
was too.
Looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went on a second date with you after that terrible
jacket.
That's
it, terrible jacket. And he just sent me a memo going, don't wear the jacket. And you'll get another date.
What is the scariest animal?
A cockroach.
A cockroach?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Are we talking like these New York cockroaches or these little things or like the palmetto bugs?
I was just in Atlanta for 11 weeks and there was a bit of an infestation at my house.
Sure, everywhere. Lovely houses.
And I've never been the same since.
No.
No.
Apples or oranges?
Apples.
Of course.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
No.
Okay.
Oh, look at them, sort of a grumble.
It wasn't a grumble. It was like a,
oh.
I wonder what that says about
her. Oh, she thinks she's so much better than everyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think happens when we die?
I think we go somewhere more beautiful. That's what I tell myself. I hope. I want that.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What do you mean?
No, I feel like you're like, okay, like, that's not true, but...
No, I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like,
sort of pitied me.
What held me back a little bit was that you said more beautiful. I'm like, the world is a very beautiful place.
Very beautiful, but I feel like maybe it's sort of euphorically beautiful somewhere else.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'll send you some links to some really great resorts.
Okay, great. If it has a water slide park, I'm in.
Favorite action movie?
Oh, my God. What is it? Lads, come on. And it's a show, all right? Okay. Favorite action movie. I mean, does Indiana Jones count?
Yes.
Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Does it count? Raiders of the Lost Ark. There you go. Window or aisle?
Aisle.
Do you have a rationale?
Because I need to pee.
That's it. I don't want to get
And I don't want to be shuffling past someone, like,
right,
doing
exactly.
that. Like,
yeah.
No one wants that.
Favorite smell?
My children, when they wake up. Oh. They smell so good. Why do they smell so sweet?
How old are they?
They're 6 and 8.
Wait till they're 14.
I know. I know.
And it smells good.
I know, but they smell so yummy right now.
Yeah. Least favorite smell?
A man's bathroom. You know, when you really need to go.
What is that?
This is becoming all about the toilet now.
Go ahead, yes.
But when you really need to go,
and
go
only
in the men's.
And only the men's is
men's
available.
Is available.
The gents.
I am like this, going in. And I feel
so
like.
So are we. We know what's going on in there.
Why does it smell so bad?
What?
Why does it smell so bad?
It's our musk.
Oh, I don't like that word.
I don't like that word.
No.
My moist musk.
My moist musk. That's a no-no, isn't it?
It is a no-no. cats or dogs? Oh, wow.
No, it's just because I'm allergic to cats as well. Like this.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Cats or horses?
Horses.
Horses, okay. Horses or dogs?
I'll say dogs because I can get by without having to take
Horse.
A pill. Yeah.
You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. Mm. What is it?
La Vie en Rose by Louis Armstrong.
Oh. Okay. What number am I thinking of?
36.
No. Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
It will hopefully be blissful.
Congratulations. You're known. The English is on Prime Video. The young lady is Emily Blunt, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
CBS Sunday, after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after The Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.